So now to summarize this thing about Buddhism that I've been trying to present. You can go all the way from the sort of austerity that the Buddha represents, and that was represented in my talk a few weeks ago about the Kundalini Yoga, high-tension meditation, to high-tension athletics. And in between, you have the lovely, warm activities of life. Also, there is the way of the monk. No matter what way you choose, that is the Buddha way. Well, why do you choose this way instead of that, or that way instead of another? Because you like it. There is no compulsion here whatsoever. The whole point is simply to realize that anything you're doing, anything you're looking at, is the opening of the way. Now, the key story for me about Buddhism is that one which probably most of you already know, of the sermon where the Buddha was seated and there was a great group around and he just held up the flower. He just held up a flower. There's nothing to say about life. It has no meaning. You make meanings. If you want a meaning in your life, well, find a meaning and bring it into your life. But life won't give you a meaning. Meaning is a concept. It's a notion of an end toward which you're going. The point of Buddhism is, this is it. The Buddha is called Tathagata, the one who has come thus. The flower is the Tathagata that has come thus. The image of the Bodhisattva will show you, just looking at the flower. That flower is the world. That flower is a flower. That flower is what I'm looking at now. This has been made to serve an end. But that's not the essence of the mystery of this thing. The essence of the mystery is its very being, which has a ring around it of cosmic ocean, you might say, beyond which you can't look. Buddhism is the illumination to the fact, the realization of the fact that this is it, you're it, and it is nothing. It's a very difficult thing to tell anyone about, because the words themselves suggest there's a meaning here, but the thing is just to get it, and that's why you can't communicate or teach Buddhism. You can only bring a person up to it. Now, all these different disciplines are meant simply to do that. Now, perhaps I told you this story too, of the two Buddhists I met in Japan, the Hinayana Buddhist and the Mahayana Buddhist, where these two, a monk and a Japanese man of the world, were meeting at a cocktail party, and the Japanese, when I came up, had just been hearing about monastic Buddhism. He had a glass of beer in his hand and a shrimp on a toothpick, and he said to me, "Japanese, I think, very funny Buddhist." The Mahayana, you're eating it all the time. Go right ahead. Don't worry. The Japanese, Mahayana monk, if you put meat into his bowl, he will eat the meat. It wasn't killed for him. That's the world. The other monk will not touch meat. He has all kinds of taboos, rules around his life. But the Mahayana will take it as it comes. Now, there's a fierce side to this thing, and it's the side that comes out in Warcraft. That is, that's all right, too. Fierceness. If you're going to say yes to the world, you say yes to the world. That's all there's to it. And if your role in the world is to kill, kill. Don't feel guilt about it. Don't feel pride about it.